What is up, fam? This is your host, May Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact, all these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast. Woohoo! I am so happy to have you here in the new episode of The Scale on Socials, fam, because what we're going to be talking about today is so important. This is life-changing. This is game-changing. And I am 1,000,000% sure that when you start understanding the real sense of it, this will change your life for the better, like it did to mine and to all the people who started knowing this and embodying this trait. So what is that one game-changing trait or mindset? May, the suspense is real. Before we go there, let me tell you about why are we talking about this? Why are we dedicating a full episode to this? Because when you start doing this, you will be unleashed. Your potentials will be unleashed. You will become a better person. So let's put it in context. This is going to be useful to you, especially if you are in the context of being an online entrepreneur, you are starting something, you're growing your business, you are starting from scratch, you have nothing yet, and it's very unsure, it's very uncertain, you're not sure what it's going to be or how you will be growing, right? And the problem is, what we find ourselves usually doing is not executing. We have resistance in execution, right? Sometimes we receive the best strategies online from our coaches, from our mentors, but we find it hard to execute. We find it hard to implement. Why is that? Right? That's the question. Why are we finding it so hard to get into execution? What we find is that because we easily get discouraged. If you're like many of the people in my community, we don't want to get discouraged. We don't want to get to failure. We don't want to receive rejection. Why? Because it's a hard pill to swallow, because it's not easy to accept, right? But there are a lot of things behind that that we have not digged in to see what's really behind that. Why are we scared? But if you do this right, we will skyrocket your business. You will learn, you will grow, and you will see success like never before in your life. Okay, there's so much suspense. Let's get to it. What is this, May? So that one game-changing trait or mindset is not taking things personally. You should not be taking things personally, especially when you are at the start of the business, especially when you are still learning, right? Let me tell you guys, when I really started to understand this and I implemented it in my business in a way of no matter what feedback, no matter what comment that I receive from my audience, from my community, as I implement things, as I try to grow my business, you will receive a lot of comments, feedbacks, words. It might not always be, you know, nice. It might not always be good. But then if you don't take them personally, if you take them with a grain of salt, then you will be able to move forward. When I did this in my business, I was able to increase my sales more than 100% immediately. And what does that look like? Let's get specific to this. Let's talk about rejections and failures and comments and feedback, right? You will receive a lot of that at the start of the business. If you take it personally, what does that mean? You start to feel like you're not good enough. You start to feel like, you know, you are not great as a person and this is not for you and you're not cut out for this and all those negative things that you're just going to be rolling down, spiraling downward and thinking that, you know, it will lead you to quit, honestly, right? If you're taking things personally, if you take everything like it's against you, it hits our ego. And so it's not easy to accept rejection and failure and words that are not always pleasant to hear, feedback, constructive criticism. If we take that personally, we will always feel down because no matter what you do, even the most successful people, they receive criticisms, but then they take that with a grain of salt. What happens when you don't take things personally? What happens is you will start to see beyond the fear of failure. You'll start to see the number. So let's say, for example, you're taking 10 sales calls, right? And then you have only one person who signed up with you and you have 9 people like, you know, rejecting you or not really happy about what you offered. It just said no or not yet, right? instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I did not successfully convert those 9 calls because I'm not good enough, because really I'm not cut out for this. Instead of thinking that, you will then, if you look past behind that fear of failure and rejection of or feeling it personally, you will start to see the number. You will start to think, what can I be doing in order to increase my conversion rate? Let me go through each of the call and see what did I do wrong or what can I improve so that the next set of calls that I'm going to take, I'm going to have a higher conversion, right? When you don't take things personally, you see the number, you start to become objective about it. You start to see the areas of improvement, the gaps that you can improve. Why? Because you took your ego out of the way. So whenever you receive failure, whenever you see rejections, it doesn't always mean that you are not great as a person. Like, I can take all of the rejections towards me and still, I know that I'm a great daughter. I know that I'm a great life partner, right? So that doesn't affect me as a person. What that truly just means is that I'm at that stage of the business and I am growing and I am going through the phases and experiencing the things that will make me better in the future. If you have that long-term vision, you will understand that whatever failure or rejection that you are, or feedback or criticism that you are hearing right now, won't be forever, right? It won't be forever. It's just a phase. You're just at that stage of the process right now, and it will be temporary, and you're going to grow from that, and you're going to go from point A to point B, and you're going to be better as you go on. So with that being said, when you don't take things personally, when you don't let things mean anything about you, when you don't let rejection mean that you're a failure, you start to see things clearer, right? One thing that you have to learn is that we are the ones who assign meaning to things. When someone rejects us or gives us a bad feedback, we assign meaning to that. Let's say, for example, you have a big proposal and you sent that and the person said no. You can attach different meanings to that. One meaning is that, oh, I'm not really good enough. This is not for me. I should just quit. That is one meaning that you can assign to it. Another meaning that you can assign to that is, oh, okay, I'm just at the start of the business and I did not do that right. So let me see what can I do better so that the next proposal will be better and will be accepted. If you do not let anything mean anything against you, do not make things mean that you're a bad person or you're a failure. If you don't let that happen, you will be able to make more things, to do more things, to achieve more things as yourself. You're going to see things through to the end of it. You're going to see what will happen. You're going to be curious what will happen. You are going to experience more because you've set aside that fear of failure, all right? And focus on what you could learn from this, okay? So the point really is, if you don't take things personally, you will see clearer. If you take your ego out of the way, you can be objective. So if right now you're sending 50 chats and you're not closing any of them, you have to understand that this is temporary. This doesn't mean you're bad, right? This means you're learning. This means that you're growing. And this is what I always see with people who are just starting out in the online business, especially a lot of my clients at the start. They will feel like, am I sounding salesy? Am I sounding pushy? I don't want to be sounding like that. Instead of just experiencing it and finding their way through it, because when you experience it, that's when you start to understand what's good for you, what you don't feel like doing. You start to understand yourself, right? So let's go through a few more points. One of the things that I've learned very early on is when people say experience is the best teacher, right? You can learn a lot of things by the books. You can read, you can watch a lot of tutorials, but when you don't apply it and when you don't implement it, you will not learn, right? So let's say, for example, when a swimmer learns how to swim, right, you will be given instructions, you will be trained and you will be practicing. But unless and until you get down into that water and start swimming, you won't learn how to swim. It's the same as when you are given the best gym and you're given the best equipment and you have a coach and all of the things that you need to get fitter is given to you. Yeah, cool. But unless and until you start lifting, right, nothing will happen to you. So experience is the best teacher. And again, this goes back to the point of why are you not executing? Because we're scared of failure. Because when we fail, we take it personally. So the value is when you're not taking things personally, you just see everything as a pathway. You just see everything as a stepping stone. Here's one thing that I always advise my clients when they talk about, you know, I don't want to be this or that. I'm scared of, what if I send this proposal, nobody says yes? What if I post this in Facebook group and then nobody responds? All of those things. Here's what I always tell them. when they are starting out, all right, a baby, when a baby is born, before that baby starts to run, that baby starts to crawl first. And then he or she starts to walk. This is something that I've heard from a very good friend of mine, Aksa. We were having a chat. I remember back then we were having a chat. And then she told me something about what her husband told her, that a baby learns how to crawl and walk before he or she learns how to run. And most often we forget this about ourselves. Like, we want to grow an online business and we expect ourselves to be great at it right away. We expect ourselves to be running and to be so good at it, forgetting that, like everything, it's a process and we need to crawl first and it might not be the easiest thing. We need to walk and we need to experience so that we can learn until we start to run. So we put so much pressure in ourselves. We do so many things to put ourselves down. We're not kind to ourselves a lot of times. And this is just, I want this to be a reminder to us that, like anything, we are in a process and we crawl and we walk before we learn how to run. So that really points back into the patience and the persistence that we should be having, especially when we are at the start of building our business. Along this process, I always talk about the process and phases and stepping stones. In these stages, it is so important that you're not taking things personally. Just see everything as growth. So another thing is, when you understand that everything is temporary, like you're not good at something right now, but then it's just a phase, everything is temporary, you stop making that thing against you. Like, if you're not good at something right now, you will understand that. If you understand this concept, you will know that this is not going to be forever. Okay, I'm not good at sales calls right now, right? But I'll do more of it and I'll practice so that next time I'm better. So many of us forget that idea and we feel like, okay, I'm not good at sales calls right now. Okay, I'm not really good at sales calls. When it's not true, anything can be learned. Anything can be practiced, right? You can get good at anything as long as you put the time and dedication and effort to learn it. And so it's so important for you to understand that, for us all to understand that, because then we zoom out and go to the bigger vision that, you know, really, when we are doing these things for the first time, we're not an expert right away. And if you're not good at something right now, you will get better at it in the future. And so you don't have to feel so bad about being bad at something right now, because you're going to get better in the future, right? And I always use this example to people, like, especially for my clients who are mothers and who have kids. I always tell them, like, if your kid is learning how to write and is very frustrated because he or she can't write the letters properly, how will you teach her or him, right? How patient will you be to him or her, right? Will you be telling her that, oh, we've been repeating this all the time, you should be learning how to write right now, right? No, you'll be patient and you'll allow her to do it again and again and then again until he or she feels confident and it gets better. And that is the same trait that you should be applying towards you, towards yourself. You should be your biggest advocate when you're not doing well, right? Instead of seeking validation from the outside, be your own best friend and tell yourself that, okay, this is temporary. I'm not getting clients right now, but I'm going to get clients as I push through this. I'm going to continue to find ways to get more clients, to get more leads, to get better at sales calls, to enhance my proposal, to do this and that. You're going to get better. The more you do it, you will find a way, right? So if you just look at yourself from last year, there are things that you put effort and time into. Fast forward to now, 1 year later, you're so much better at it. If you keep doing that, fast forward to next year, you'll be so much better at it. So really get better at things that you keep doing. But what's happening is, again, circling back into the problem, which is what's happening is we don't even do things because we're scared to get rejected, because rejection to us means we're not good enough, when in fact, it is not true. We're taking things personally. If you don't take things personally, you will be free. You will be free. You will be able to do things without always feeling like, what if this is right or wrong? Because what if it's wrong and it's okay, you can start again. Right? We're too conscious, and understanding that you don't always have to take things personally. You can fail miserably a business. You can be trying again and again and fall flat in your face, but that doesn't change the fact that you are a great mother, or you are a great father, or you're a good sibling, right? You're a good person. You're a good friend. Okay. Sometimes, actually, most of the time, feedback, criticisms, comments, bad feedback, you know, those are things that make us want to do better. So don't be scared of them. Don't shy away from them. Don't take them personally. If any, take them as a way to see which should you be working on more so that you get better at it next time. All right. So let's do this. I have a few takeaways that, you know, these points have really helped me throughout the course of this business, the growing of this podcast, the growing of my online business right now, my coaching program, which is vastly growing. I'm super happy to see people getting inside, succeeding, getting support they need. Here are a few takeaways for you. Number one, whenever you feel bad receiving rejections, know that it is temporary, right? Remind yourself that it is temporary. All the people that you see out there seemingly successful and doing everything with ease, you do not see the back end. People who are successful had to face failures and had to face rejection. So if you are at that point right now, know that it is temporary and it won't always be that way. Just have to keep persistence. You just have to keep being persistent and patient in doing more of what you're doing so that you can make more mistakes and you can learn more so that next time you will be better, right? Again, whenever you're feeling bad receiving rejections, know that it is temporary. Remind yourself of that. The second point. Second point is similar to the first one, but really everything is a stepping stone. You're doing this for the big vision. Same with the idea of being temporary. Everything is a stepping stone. Whatever you're doing right now, if you feel resistance and you're doing some of the things because they're difficult or they're new to you or you're not familiar in executing this, you have to know that you are doing this for the big vision and it is just a stepping stone. It is not the destination, right? It's just a pit stop. It's just a part of the travel. It's not the destination. That's the second thing you should remember because I don't want you getting stuck. I want you to know and have this mindset when you are struggling, when you are getting challenged and you feel like, oh, this is so difficult. I want you to remind yourself, this is just a stepping stone. This is just a phase. This is going to go away and I'm going to get past through this phase. Everything passes. That too shall pass, which is something that we always remind ourselves whenever we are challenged. And the third and final thing is that do it. Do it. Whatever it is that you fear doing, you're fearful of that because you're scared that it's wrong or you're not good at it or you're going to face rejection, do it. Why? Because all those rejections that you have been thinking that people are going to rub in your face, people won't even remember. They're too busy doing their own shit to even remember any mistake that you have done, right? Whenever I feel fearful of doing something, I always remind myself, like even in the smallest things, like coloring your hair or traveling or spending on something like this or hiring a coach or whatever it is that, you know, puts me on the edge and makes me think, do I really want to do this? If it's too risky, I'm scared to fail. I remind myself that one day in the future, I'll reach the age of 70, 80, 90, and I'll be so old and I'll thank myself for doing the things that I've done now because nobody remembers it, but I will remember the experience and I will have zero what ifs and I won't have regrets. And I will get to that point where I could say to myself, it's such an amazing life. It's a life well lived. I did not leave any stone unturned. And I looked at all possibilities and I implemented what I wanted. I did not let rejection stop me. You will thank yourself later. I hope you guys are getting value of this. I have been thinking about this topic for some time because other than it being so important to me and has been life-changing, I feel like if I have felt the call to talk about this, someone out there might be needing to hear it. And if that is you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a message on Instagram and tell me if this resonated with you or if you got something from it. I would love to know that. You know, starting a business, being an entrepreneur isn't always an easy thing. So many people make it seem like it is so easy, but many times you will feel alone. And I'm here to tell you that if you have been feeling many of the things that we've talked about in the last few minutes, you are not alone. And it's something that other people are experiencing too. And it's temporary, right? So final takeaway, baby, do not take things personally. No matter what happens in this business, in this course of businesses, phases, and stages of you building your dream business, that will not change the fact that you're an amazing family member, you're an amazing partner. It doesn't have to mean anything against you. Most of the time, you're just in a process. And until you're where you want to be persistent and be patient. And I just want to tell you as a final word, you got this. Okay, I hope you guys had immense value from this. If you found anything useful, if this resonated with you, I would love for you to follow this podcast because there's a ton of more realness and authenticity and entrepreneurship stories that we're going to be having in this podcast. If we're not connected on Instagram yet, my Instagram is @makeithappen. That's @MAEKIT happen. I would love to know your thoughts. If you found anything useful from this and you feel heard, I want you to feel seen. I want you to know that you are not alone in this journey. All right, guys, I will catch you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at Make It Happen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T Happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at Make It Happen and DM me the word OBS, and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.